heading over to Rhode Island to chat with Scott about roofing. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had some nasty thunderstorms here in the Northeast this summer, and as luck would have it, a big old maple tree fell on the roof of my house. Most of the damage that was done, fortunately for me, was done to the shed roof, which is attached to the back of my garage. But
I hope you weren't home when it fell down, Matt.
I was. As a matter of fact, I was getting dressed, and I heard this big thud. I thought the trash cans had gotten blown over by the heavy winds, but it wasn't. It was the tree that fell on the roof, but fortunately, nobody was hurt. And
All right. You
know, the damage was relatively minor. I mean, it ripped a satellite dish
You're lucky.
Off the corner of the roof and bent the gutter, but, you know, all stuff that I could fix. It actually broke the fascia board, you know, in front of the soffing on the overhang. But my one question that I have, and I've even repaired the bent drip edge as well, I've got some damaged shingles. Now, this roof is relatively newly shingled. They're architectural shingles, and I have extra shingles from when I did it myself. My question is now, with some of these shingles damaged and needing to be replaced, not the whole roof, how do you replace shingles in the middle of the roof?
There's a trick of the trade for that, and what you need is a flat bar. It's like a flat pry bar where it's sort of like curved on one end and flat on the other and used to pull out nails. And you take the flat bar and you work it under the shingle, and you actually go up to right where that nail is going through the shingle, bend it down and pop the nail out, then go above it and pull the nail out. If you do that carefully across one row, you will have loosened up those shingles. And as you know, once you get the first one out, then it's a piece of cake. What you need is a flat bar to do that.
I think I may have what you're talking about. Is that, I call it a cat's paw. Is that the same type of bar?
No. It's not a cat's paw. No, a cat's paw is round, and that's designed to kind of go down from the top. A flat bar is essentially that. It's a tool that's about 2 inches wide, you know, an eighth of an inch thick, and about 12 inches long, and it has a groove at the end that slides under the shingle with a little V-groove in it, and you can
wiggle
it.
Not called a pry bar?
Well, it's a little bit like a pry bar, but it's not like a crowbar. It's not round like that. It's flat.
Thank you.
All right, Scott, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Does he need to be worried about working with it on a cooler day, possibly snapping the tile?
No, only if it's really, really cold would you have to worry about that. But, you know, that adhesive will chill as quickly as it will heat. So as long as you're doing it in the morning and not like in the middle of a 90-degree day, he'll be fine.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.